nolan@bbc.co.uk is the email if you want to get in touch. And of course, we're on Facebook. It's at Real Stephen Nolan. You can send us a private message on there if you have a story. Michael got in touch with the programme. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Vinny.
Why did you contact us?
Because I wanted to let Stephen know that on his big show programme on the TV, that the television studios did not have accessible toilets for people who had high dependent needs.
So you're talking about the Nolan Live TV show in BBC Blackstaff, the actual studio that they record that in?
Correct.
Tell me about your own experience. You're a wheelchair user.
Yeah, I use a wheelchair, and many of the accessible toilets, one, are not even large enough for an electric wheelchair, but we need extra facilities like a ceiling hoist to help lift people out of a wheelchair and onto a toilet, or for those of us that can't even manage that, onto a changing bed so that we can change sanitary wear. And that is not available at the BBC.
I think I think it's important that we point out, people will say, well, there's lots of disabled toilets, but there is a difference for you and for many others between a disabled toilet and a disabled toilet that is accessible, that you can get your chair into, that has those facilities that you find essential on a daily basis.
That's right, yeah. It's called a changing places toilet, and they are increasing in number slowly but surely as people become more aware of them. But unfortunately, the BBC are yet to catch on. And when I bumped into Mr. Nolan in the street, I just thought I'd raise the point with him, and he told me to write in, which is what I did.
Do you mind if I ask more about yourself, Michael, and your own medical illness? You have motor neurons disease.
I do, yeah.
And what does that mean for you on a daily basis, for people that don't have a good understanding of what that entails?
Well, for me, and with many other diseases, people with motor neuron disease lose the ability to walk, function, do many, many things. If people can picture the most famous person I know, which is Stephen Hawking, you're literally fully functional as a person, but just part of your body just does not want to work properly. And, you know, that covers many, many places. And many of us still work. I still work and contribute to society. But when I go to places where I cannot use the toilet, I have to do some very uncomfortable things just in order to relieve my bladder. And it's really undignified.
Do you mind if I ask what that is?
Yeah. On prescription, I get a little sealed foil bag, and I have to tear it open, and I go to a private place, and inside the foil bag is a plastic bag with a long pipe on the end that is about 3 millimetres in diameter, and I have to push that pipe all the way from the tip of my penis, push it all the way through until it goes into my bladder and it starts to drain. And then I need to find a sink to empty it into because I can't get near the toilet. It's uncomfortable and it's embarrassing. And sometimes, you know, the process can cause a leakage. So then you're left with clothing that is, you know, you have to try to then, clean urine off your clothing. And hopefully it doesn't start to smell during the day and people don't notice. It is really unnecessary in this day and age, especially for public corporations, public buildings that can and should install the right kind of toilet.
We did ask the BBC for a statement, and BBC and I said we always welcome feedback from our audiences. The BBC is committed to improving accessibility across its property portfolio. We are currently reviewing options in Blackstaff House, which is of course where Nolan Live is filmed, and the provision of a changing place toilet facility is planned for the refurbishment of Broadcasting House, which is where this radio show broadcasts from. There will be some, Michael, that will find your description of what you have to do. They'll find it difficult to listen to, but it's important that people are aware of what you have to deal with. You know, for many of us, we're fortunate that we don't have to think about this. It never enters our head, and we're maybe not even aware that other people have to do that. But this is something that is a can be a daily thing for you if the right facilities are not there.
Yeah, oh well, it is a daily thing because there are very few facilities. But, you know, the unintended consequences, Vinny, are that I get infections and then they have to be treated by the NHS. The NHS provide those pouches that can only be used once. So, you know, by somebody like the BBC providing a facility, that reduces costs down the line. You know, so it's a win-win. It's not just... And if it's accessible for me, it's accessible for anybody with a disability. Does that make sense? It's
not completely. Completely.
It doesn't restrict anybody.
And how do you, in terms of your daily routine, Michael, how do you plan ahead, given that you need to have those facilities and you don't know where will them or won't have them? You know, how do you plan your day?
Like every other person in my situation, I go with a backpack full of those catheters. And some people opt to use, for want of a better word, a nappy, and then change them. Parents, you know, of people, of children that are too big for the changing tables, they often do changing in the boot of a car, or they'll go into a disabled toilet and try to clean the floor as best they can before they lay their children down on the floor. But for adults, that's just simply impossible. So, yeah, I try to find a place, and, yeah, I have to do it several times a day. It's uncomfortable, and as I say, sometimes people have unwittingly come across me when I thought I was in a safe place to be doing it, and that's even more embarrassing.
We all take our independence for granted. You know, the majority of us don't even notice when we can do things without having to ask others for help. But I would assume, Michael, that it's very important for you.
Well, yeah, but, you know, for the younger generation that need to do these kind of things, it's not just public spaces. They want to go to concerts and outdoor events. And, you know, those kind of facilities are available for hire. And the promoters won't even hire them. You know, they expect people to try to do this in the middle of a concert or not drink all day. That's the only other answer. Just you starve yourself of liquid, which again has a knock on an unintended consequence.
Yeah, and I think to expect anyone to do that, you know, it's horrendous to say, well, look, if you don't drink a lot of liquid, don't drink your water during the day, then you'll not need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it is. It's unreasonable. And for somebody, for me, I have a family, and, you know, trying to say to your children, kids, I'm really sorry, I can't last that long. We can't do that. You know, it's not fair to those people either. And as I said, the younger generation, they want to get with their friends and do everything that their friends are doing. Being independent and having a disability doesn't mean that you are confined to being at home. You know, I think television is showing more and more people with disabilities on the screen, and with the assistance in place, they are more than capable of performing daily tasks like everybody else.
Michael, thank you for getting in touch with the programme. I am sure there will be many who are listening to you this morning and they'll be glad to hear you raise this issue. It's something we should all talk about more.
Yeah. And I, one of the things I suffer from, and do others, is keyboard warriors who think I'm a vegetable that lives at home all day. I want people to know that I earn a salary. And I am not, as I've been told, called many times, a blue badge benefits scrounger. I want to live my life just like they do, and I contribute just like they do.
And that's the kind of reaction you can get online sometimes.
Oh, God. Some of the things, and I'm embarrassed. I just hope that my children never read them someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, people say dreadful things. They ask me why I, if they see, you know, even if you're really disabled, why would you want to go out after 5 o'clock in the evening? And you're like, oh, my friend, please come and spend a week with me and you will see just how active I really am.
How does it make you feel, though, when people say that? It is just pure ignorance.
That's the reality of social media, innit? They can't see me, so they have no empathy. And there used to be an old advert that said, let your fingers do the walking. And I think that's what they do with their keyboard. They let their fingers do the walking and they don't let their head or their heart take any part in what they're typing.
Michael, thank you for getting in touch with the programme. And if you do come across other places that perhaps we can try and help with that don't have those facilities, do get back in touch and we'll see what we can do. Hopefully those plans in terms of Black Staff, BBC Black Staff and BBC Broadcasting House will at least have two other places in Belfast that have the facilities that you other people in your situation need.
Can I congratulate one place because that never had one and they've just refurbed, and you know they're not talking about it but they ought to, and that's Hillsborough Castle. They have installed one. And the other place is the Transport Museum. We would like them to install one, but as yet that request is fallen on deaf ears, and there isn't one at any of the national museums in Northern Ireland, which is a crying shame.
Well, we will follow that up, Michael, and come back to you. Okay,
that's lovely. Thank you,
Michael. Vinnie, take care.
Thank you for Stephen for listening to me in the middle of the street and asking me to write into the show.
No problem. Michael Holden, thank you very much. Nolan at bbc.co.uk is the email if you want to get in touch.